Welcome, lady and or ghoul. This is Chris Ringler. This is the Spooky Chris Podcast. I am an author, a two-time short film maker, artistic kind of guy, an all-around odd fellow. And this is my occasional podcast. You can find all of my podcasts and my stories and books for sale and all that stuff at SpookyChris.com. I thought, since we are knee-deep in the holiday season and Christmas itself is right around the corner, I thought it'd be a fun time to talk about my favorite Christmas horror films. Christmas has probably got to be second to Halloween for horror movies. And I get it. It's such a good time. It's a family time. There's so many kind of happy images, and there's also a lot of darkness. There's a lot of, and when you think about it, the holidays themselves lend themselves to a lot of loneliness, a lot of sadness, a lot of bitterness, a lot of grief. So it's already, there's as much light as there is to the winter holidays, and specifically Christmas, there's also a lot of shadow to go with it. And I think that's some of where the horror stuff comes in. Again, it's a counter-programming to all of the sappy, syrupy movies. And it also taps into a sensation of disenfranchisement that the holiday can give a lot of people and can kind of engender in a lot of people. So, as I say, I thought I would talk about a handful of my favorite horror movies. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. Silent Night, Deadly Night's probably the big one that people will think of, and it earned its place because it's just such a sleazy affair. But it's just not one of those that I gravitate to. It's entertaining, him going out naughty. It's interesting, but it's just not my jam. My favorite Christmas horror film is the original Black Christmas. I think it is just absolutely creepy. I think they tapped into something. There's a reason that slasher movies really became such a big deal. Especially the first person perspective they give the Billy, the killer in it. The mystery involved, there's so much. I mean, when you deep dive into it, it's super creepy. Because you have Billy, who's calling all of these young women and prank calling them. But then the way they portray it, it's as if he is speaking as two people at once. So he has multiple personalities and this kind of hidden trauma that you can only kind of speculate. I always wondered if he had, molested and then murdered his baby sister, or if he had murdered her, or something involving that and with the family. And it really gets under your skin. It's a creepy movie, and it's you can't, for Christmas movies, for Christmas horror movies, you can't top it. It creates its own world and its own kind of vibe. It has humor in it. It has like a classic ending. It's a great, scary movie. And just truly and truly something to seek out. And, it's one of those, I never know what people have seen and haven't, as far as I hate to have expectations like, well, you should have seen this. I don't know, man. People see what they see. But it's a hell of a movie. Gosh, it's fantastic. My number two, and it's right up there with it, is Krampus, which anybody who saw Trick or Treat, Trick or Treat is a modern staple now of Halloween. And Krampus stands right with it. I actually prefer Krampus of the two. I just think, again, it taps into the holiday. It taps into the atmosphere. It taps into the stress of the season and the kind of underlying psychosis. And the Krampus itself is just scary. And the things that, like, its minions. And just, he created a, with that film, he created this universe, this little universe in rules that it's governed by. And it's fun when you have a movie that people kind of debate the ending on what it means and what happened. And it's not like in a bad way, but in a, oh my gosh, did this happen? Did that happen? Like, it's great. The imagery in it is fantastic. He has an eye for detail. Krampus is a fantastic movie, and it's great too because it doesn't play the horror too hardcore, but it's so creepy, and the Krampus itself is just, when you look at the details and see that it is wearing a Santa face, so you never see what it looks like. Oh, it's great. Another one for me. I mean, Gremlins is on the list because, you know, you can't not have Gremlins. Gremlins was one of the movies that gave us PG-13. When it came out, I remember it was just too much, and people were upset about it, and it was kind of like, it's not an R-rated film, but it's not a PG-rated film. It should maybe be something in the middle. But it's a great little movie. Like, it's funny that the sequel, it's much like Chainsaw 1 to Chainsaw 2, Gremlins 2, like the second Gremlins is played just for laughs. And the first one has them, but the Gremlins are scary. You know, the story Phoebe Cates tells about Santa Claus getting stuck in her chimney is creepy. It's like, it's haunting. And it's just, I mean, there's a reason that Gremlins became a classic, and Dante nailed it with the lighting, with the atmosphere. He has just this knack for getting small town stuff, doing it really well. You know, I've even seen it mentioned how It's a Wonderful Life, you know, and Capra kind of inspired some of the look and theming, and it makes sense. When you have, like, the evil bank, woman who's just causing all manner of havoc, and it's there's classic themes in it. A weird one for me, and it's funny because it was one that friends recommended, and I was like, no, whatever, that looks stupid. Santa Slay is awesome. It is fantastic. It has ex-pro wrestler Goldberg as this crazed kind of muscly Santa Claus like character. It's great. It's a great, funny, over-the-top movie. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's gory. It's funny. It's super weird. It really, it's one of those where it is, you know, as you know, you watch the silly ones like Santa Claus versus the Martians, something like that. This should be on that kind of a list. It's good. It's well made. It is exactly what it intended to be. So it's not an ironically funny movie. It's a funny movie. But it's just so well done, and it's so weird, and it's one of those that I don't think people talk about a lot. And it's so great. Goldberg is fantastic as his character. And it's, you know, it's definitely something to seek out. For me, Jack Frost, I mean, both Jack Frost movies I love, but Jack Frost is just another one of those that people don't talk about a whole lot, but which just is so weird and so much fun. It is the story of a serial killer who is going, you know, is going to be electrocuted or whatever, and the bus he's in, the vehicle, crashes into a toxic waste vehicle, and he mutates into a snowman, and it is ridiculous, and I love, and they didn't do it in the sequel, because the sequel's, the original's great, the sequel's okay, you know, it's a funny joke stretched a little too thin, but it's still fun, though. But the first one is great because they have details like in almost every scene, if not every scene, there's a snowman. The town is called Snowminton. Like, it's super clever, and it's super strange and super silly. And like, that and Santa's Sleigh would be a heck of a double feature for something kind of fun and lighthearted. And Jack Frost is, I mean, they're both a little gnarly. There's some humor that's not real funny, like rapey humor in Jack Frost. It's not super funny. But it's not, you know, it's not played to be creepy. It's played as a gag. It just didn't age well, per se. But it's such a great little movie and such a strange little movie. I'll always love it. And finally, for mine, and again, there's a lot of them out there. I recently saw I Trapped the Devil. And that's a new one. And that's a really, really solid movie. It's the story of this guy and his wife, and they stop by. It's funny because the way the movie starts, like, I hate giving anything away ever, because I'd rather people experience a movie. Well, here, I'll do it this way. It is the story of a man who believes that he has the devil locked in his basement, and it happens at Christmas, and it's great. It's not a Christmas movie per se, but I mean, there's the lights up everywhere, and it is at Christmas, but it's tons of tension. It's beautifully shot, beautifully lit. It's just very, very creepy. The ending's really good, and it's a really solid movie. And again, it's not like, you know, it's not your typical Christmas movie, but it's just so good. And again, there's a lot of them out there. I'm sure you have ones that you gravitate towards, because, you know, I love Christmas Story. That's the same guy that made Black Christmas, which is crazy to me. So I like the general ones, but, you know, you can't beat a seasonal shiver, and this is a great time for it. You know, and this is a great time for ghost stories. My friends and I just did an event where we told ghost stories, and that's one of those traditions that, you know, culture has lost. You know, we don't tell stories anymore. A lot of us don't read for pleasure anymore, but, like, people don't tell stories. And that's something we've lost. And I would beseech you, I implore you, to seek out ghost stories. M.R. James did some amazing ones. But just look up ghost stories, and there's some great ones. And this is a great time to do ghost stories with your family or by yourself. But that's all I got. Hopefully you have wonderful holidays, whatever your tradition. It's a good time just to kind of reflect on the year and think about things. And even if you hate the holidays and you hate, just kind of have a lot going on, man, treat yourself. Watch stuff that you love. Do stuff you love. Just have fun. Like, that's what the holiday should be. I will talk to you soon. Take care. Remember, if you want to find out more, spookychris.com. Thanks and bye.